Layer 522, FDR's Supreme Court fight, and the 1938 party purge. During FDR's first term, the Supreme Court became a major threat to the New Deal. A conservative 5-4 court majority disapproved of FDR's expansion of federal power. In 1935 to 36, these justices began striking down key New Deal laws, including the NRA and AAA, as unconstitutional. FDR feared future rulings would overturn other reforms, including Social Security. In 1937, Roosevelt moved to remake the court. He requested legislation empowering him to add up to 6 new justices for every current justice over age 70. Outraged critics charged he wanted to pack the court. The Senate buried FDR's proposal in committee. The outcome of the court fight was FDR's greatest legislative defeat, but it became apparent that while he lost the battle, he won the war. During 1937, one conservative justice switched allegiances and began supporting New Deal legislation. This switch, and later court retirements, let FDR shape a pro-New Deal majority without radical change. From 1937 until the 1990s, the court consistently supported a broad reading of federal power in the economy. On the right side of this same panel is a block of text describing the 1938 party purge. FDR's battle with the Supreme Court was one of two rare and costly political miscalculations he made during his second term. In the wake of his massive 1936 re-election victory, the president also declared war on conservative Democrats. In 1938, he organized primary challenges to a group of important Southern and Midwestern congressional Democrats who opposed his court plan and further expansion of the New Deal. FDR aimed to realign the Democratic Party around a thoroughly liberal political ideology. Roosevelt's attempted purge of party conservatives was unsuccessful. All but one of his conservative targets easily defeated the reform candidate backed by the president. When the Republicans scored major victories in the fall 1938 general election, a strong anti-New Deal alliance of Republicans and conservative Democrats emerged in Congress. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.